Okay, we got Yeshua Perek Daled. We left off when they crossed the Jordan. The Kohanim were still there. This Perek is going to deal with the Avanim, the Matzevis, and the Zech and the Nes. Okay, let's start. Pasuk Aleph. Vayik asher tam kol agoy la'avor et ha'Yarden. ויאמר השם אל יהושע לאמור, קחו לכם מן העם 12 אנשים, איש אחד משבט. Over here there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Malbim. The machlokes between Rashi and the Malbim is that according to Rashi we already mentioned these people. These people are the people that were chosen earlier and did not have any distinct rule. And now these people have a specific rule, which is taking the stones. According to the Malbim, those people were people that were called in to testify about the miracles, and these are different people, literally different people, because those people were Rashi Ashvatim, the heads of the different tribes, and here they are just representatives of the Shvatim. וצבו אותם למור, סעו לכם מזה, מתוך הירדן, ממצב רגלי הכהנים, הכין 12 אבנים, והעברתם אותם עמכם, והנחתם אותם במלון, אשר תלינו בו הלילה. In Pasuk Gimel, Rashi says, והעברתם אותו עמכם, he mentions the mitzvah that Moshe gave to build a mizbeach in Har Ebal, and to wrote the Torah on it. Rashi says, כמצוות משה לבנות להם מזבח בהר עיבל, ולכתוב עליהם את דברי התורה, ובו ביום באו אל הר עיבל ובנו את המזבח, והעלו עולות ושלמים, ואכלו ושתו, וקיפלו אותם, ובאו ולנו בגלגל. So over here, a couple of things to mention. Point number one to mention is that these 12 stones were for the building of the Mizbech in Har Ebal, which means the Mizbech in Har Ebal was built from 12 stones, which is a thing that we find elsewhere. We find the idea of 12 stones in the Mizbech building. Nabi built in other places. Now, there's another point to make, which is Rav Ariel, in his book Oz Ve'Anava, wants to say that the idea that these stones are going to become the stones of the Mizbeach, and then on them you write the Torah, and then you take them away, the idea is that the same stones that had witnessed the miracle of opening of the Yarden are the same stones that are to become the Mizbeach in Har Ebal, and are the same stones that become the writing material which you write the Torah on, and that connects Matan Torah and Matan Eretz Yisrael to one unit, which means the soil, in this case the stones, become the Mizbeach, but they also become identical with the Torah. That's kind of his idea. Alright. So that's in terms of that. Just to mention, we're not going to get into this now. We'll get into this when we read about Har Ebal. But in terms of Har Ebal, the idea that that Rashi says here that the Mizbeach in Har Ebal was dismantled, that is of course not in sync with the archaeologist that wants to claim that he discovered Yeshua's Mizbeach in Har Ebal. Also, it doesn't fit in terms of the fact that Rashi talks about 12 stones, and then the structure over there has more than 12 stones, so on and so forth. Okay, but that's just a side point. We will get to discuss the Mizbech and Harivah deeper when we go there. ויקרא יהושע על 12 האיש אשר הכין מבני ישראל, איש אחד איש אחד משבט. ויאמר להם יהושע, עברו לפני ארון השם אלוקיכם אל תוך הירדן, והרימו לכם איש אבן אחת על שכמו למספר שבטי בני ישראל. Now, what does it mean, לפני ארון השם? עברו לכם לפני ארון השם. So here we have two understandings. We have Rashi that says that what it means is up to where the Kohanim were standing. That's Lifnei Aron Hashem, because the Kohanim were standing with Aron Hashem, and that's just telling them, giving them the location, go up to that point and pick the stones from there. The Radak wants to say that these people were still on the other side of the Jordan River, which means now we have Yehoshua and the 12 people who are in at the end of the Machane. They're the last ones. They have not crossed the Jordan River yet. And he tells them, go there, which means basically entered the water up to that point, and then pick up the stones, and not go back from the other side of the Jordan to take the stones. Another interesting point to make is that the stones that they took stones from the Yarden. Now, obviously, these stones fit the category of Avnei Mizbeach, that no metal was used to process them in any form. Also, in terms of making the Mizbeach Ledoros, the Gemara in Zvachim says that one of the things that you do is Mevi Chalukei Avanim Mefulamot. It's a Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Nun Dalad. Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Nun Dalad. And here too, we find basically of Chalukei Avanim. Chalukei Avanim are stones that were smoothened by the water, which is what they take. So that reminds us also of the way the Mizbeach was built, Ledoros. And whenever they would renovate the Mizbeach, that's the type of stones that they would use. They would blend it with plaster and stuff like that in order to make the Mizbeach. Pasuk Vav. Before we start with Pasuk Vav, this whole part when Yeshua talks about Laman, Tiyeh Zot Le'ot Bekir Bechem, Yeshua mentions that twice. He gives the same speech twice. And there are two understandings as to why that is. Pashut Pshat, that's what the Daat Mikra says. The reason he says it twice is because right now he's only talking to the 12 people who are picking up the stones, and he's basically explaining to them what is it that they're doing. You're picking up these stones have a purpose, the purpose is to become the Matzevus, that in the future are going to be used for a Zikaron. That's in terms of Daat Mikra. That's how they understand. And then later on, he's going to also explain it to the nation why he did what he did. Okay, that's the understanding of Daat Mikra in terms of that. As a different opinion is the Malbim. The Malbim has a whole thing that he wants to talk about the difference between the people of that generation and the people of future generations. And he wants to say that Yeshua repeats himself twice, once for the people of his own generation and once for the people in the future. The people of his own generation what they need to understand is that the miracle wasn't done for you because of you guys. It was done because of Aaron Hashem and stuff like that. The people of the next generations, for them it's already a zikaron, stuff like that. Okay, so so we're in Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk says, "Leman tiye zot ot bikir bechem ki shalom bnechem achar lemo ma avanim ha'ele lachem." ואמרתם להם אשר נחרטו מימי הירדן מפני ארון ברית השם ועברו בירדן נחרטו מי הירדן והיו האבנים האלה לזיכרון לבני ישראל עד עולם ויעשו כן בני ישראל כאשר ציווה יהושע ויספו 12 אבנים מתוך הירדן כאשר דיבר השם אל יהושע למספר שבטי בני ישראל ויעבירו עמם אל המלון ויניחום שם. So, beginning of Pasuk Vav, Ki Shalom Bneichem, reminds us a lot of what it says about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ki Shalcha Bincha, like in the future. Like so that's like another parallel between Yetzias Mitzrayim and the entering to Eretz Yisrael. And also the fact that this is the answer you're supposed to give your children. And the role of these stones is to be the zikaron livnei Israel ad olam. Vayasu chen bnei Israel. This is something interesting because if you ask yourself, what do you mean vayasu chen bnei Israel? 12 people did it, not the entire nation. But as we said, these 12 people are the representatives of each shevet, and therefore it is considered to be like the entire Jewish people did this. ושתים עשר אבנים הקים יהושע בתוך הירדן תחת מצב רגלי הכהנים נושאי ארון הברית ויהיו שם עד היום הזה. In Pasuk Tet, we find another 12 stones, another set of 12 stones. We have not found a mitzvah before Eshes to say that. The Radak notices that and he says that was for sure also done al pi tzivoy from Hashem. But Ariel has a nice ha'ara here. He says Moshe Rabbeinu also made 12 matzevis in Sinai where Matan Torah was at. And that gives us like another parallel between Matan Torah and Matan Eretz Yisrael. פסוק י' והכהנים נושאי אהרון העומדים בתוך הירדן עד תום כל הדבר אשר ציווה השם את יהושע לדבר אל העם ככל אשר ציווה משה את יהושע וימהרו העם ויעבורו. That's the pasuk. Now, most of the pasuk is self-understood. What does it mean, וימהרו העם ויעבורו? What's going on with that? So the Metzudos says that Vayimaharu Ha'am V'Yavohu is not to let the Aaron wait for them. They did it fast because it's not covered for the Aaron to just wait for them. You know, like the Mashal, if somehow Rav Nemetzal holds the door for you, so of course you're going to like walk in fast. You don't want to see him holding the door for you. It's just not nice. So that's how the Metzudos explains it here, that it's Mipnei Kvodo Shel Ha'aron. The Radak reads the Pasuk very differently. The Radak says, Vayimaharu is not referring to Vayavoru, but Vayimaharu is referring to the taking of the stones and putting the stones in the yarding. That's what it's referring to. And then, Vayimaharu ha'am, then Vayavaru. So Vayimaharu ha'am is talking about performing the mitzvah. Vayavaru is something else. So according to him, what we see in this pasuk is basically Zrizus b'mitzvahs, not Kavodat Torah, but Zrizus b'mitzvahs. Although the pasuk, according to his reading, is slightly problematic because it says Vayimaharu ha'am Vayavaru. So, how does the avoru fit in here? As if there, the vav makes the connection. Well, as according to him, really, the connection is just very superficial here. Okay. Vayavru bnei Reuven. Sorry, pasuk yidalav. Vayhi kasher tam kol ha'am la'avor. Vayavor Aron Hashem v'akohanim lifnei ha'am. So the first one is Aron Hashem v'akohanim lifnei ha'am. And then vayavru bnei Reuven uvnei Gad v'chatzi shevet ha'menashe chamushim lifnei bnei Yisrael. Kasher diber alehem Moshe. 40,000 חלוצי הצבא עברו לפני השם למלחמה אל ערבות יריחו. Now, as we mentioned in the last parak, the structure of the convoy now is not the structure of a camp which is moving from one place to the other, but rather of a war convoy. And therefore, the structure right now is the structure of the king, which is the Aron, Kohanim, and then Bnei Reuven, Bnei Gad, v'chatzi shevet ha-Menashe are the next ones in line, and the reason is because they are the chamutzei hatzava. They're supposed to be the elite unit of the armies which are supposed to conquer Eretz Yisrael, which are supposed to conquer Eretz Yisrael. 40,000 chalutzei hatzava avru lifnei Hashem v'milchama el arvot yericho. B'yom ahu gidal Hashem et Yehoshua b'inei kol Yisrael. That day, Hashem raised Yeshua b'enei kol Yisrael, which means this is going to be the fulfillment of God's promise to Yeshua. We see the parallel between that and Moshe Rabbeinu, the same way that Vayaminu v'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo happens after the parting of Yamsuf. So here too, after the parting of the Yordain, when Yehoshua receives his public image and respect from the nation. Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua lemor, tzaveh et hakohanim, nosei aron ha'edut v'yalu min ha'yarden, v'yatzav Yehoshua et hakohanim lemor, alu min ha'yarden. V'yehi ba'alot hakohanim nosei aron brit Hashem mitoch ha'yarden, nitku kapot ragli ha'kohanim el ha'charava, v'yashuvu mei ha'yarden limkomam, v'elchu ketmol shilshom al kol gedotav. The Malbim has an interesting insight concerning Pasuk Yedchet. The Malbim says that this is actually a continuation of the miracle. Because if we're to think about it, if the water stopped somewhere, but the water kept on coming. Chazal describes a huge mountain of water. So, in that case, the minute that the Aron leaves, there should be a gigantic flood of all this water that stopped, and that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. So the Malbim says that in itself, the fact that the water went down slowly, slowly, until they got back to their normal pattern, that was, in of itself, was a miracle. The lashon of the Radak is, "Ratzah lomar ki achar shenirmu amayim kifin al gabei kifin." יחויב שבעת הפסק הנס ישטופו בפעם אחת והתפשטו גם ברוחב חוץ מגדותיו. So there should be a flood. והיה הנס שירדו בהדרגת, they gradually like lower the level עד שחנכו כתמון שלשום. והעם עלו מן הירדן בעשור לחודש הראשון ויחנו בגלגל בקצה מזרח יריחו. עשור לחודש הראשון, we know that that's something that Chazal referred to as Shabbat HaGadol. Whatever miracle happened on Shabbat HaGadol, that was Yud B'Nisan. And that's the date of the crossing of the Yarden. It's one of the very few dates which are explicitly mentioned. We have a date and we have dates concerning Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a date concerning the Yartzeit of Aaron HaKohen, we have this date, but we don't have too many explicit dates in Tanakh. This is one of them. ו-12 האבנים האלה אשר לקחו מן הירדן הקים ישוע בגלגל. ויאמר לבני ישראל לאמור, אשר ישאלו בניכם מחר את אבותם לאמור מה האבנים האלה, והודעתם את בניכם לאמור ביבשה עבר ישראל את הירדן הזה, אשר הוביש השם אלוקיכם את מי הירדן מבניכם עד עבורכם, כאשר עשה השם אלוקיכם בים סוף, אשר הוביש מפנינו עד עוברנו. למען דעת כל עמי הארץ את יד השם כי חזקה היא, למען יראיתם את השם אלוקיכם כל הימים. I heard a couple of things. As we mentioned earlier, there's a chazara here and something which was previously said. We said that there are two opinions of why that is. Asher hovish Hashem et mei Yarden, like we see that the Navi himself makes a parallel between the crossing of the Yarden and the crossing of Yam Suf. L'man dat kol amei ha'aretz, this is something interesting. In the crossing of Yam Suf, there's a lot of talking about how v'yad'u Mitzrayim, that the Egyptians should learn a lesson from it. So here it's l'man dat kol amei ha'aretz. Over there also, after the fact, after the crossing of Yam Suf, we find that the nations around are in a state of kind of shock. As nivalu alufei Edom, eilein rav yochazeh morad, namog kol yoshvei Knan. These things are expected to be here too. L'man dat kol amei ha'aretz. Another ha'ara to make on this pasuk is l'man yareitem et Hashem Elokeichem kol hayamim. The idea of l'man yareitem et Hashem Elokeichem kol hayamim reminds us of Matan Torah. It says l'man yareitem Hashem Elokeichem. That Matan Torah also has a purpose that Yirat Hashem should be al pneichem. So again, we have a parallel between Matan Torah and Matan Eretz Yisrael. And the idea that Rav Ariel had in terms of the fact that the same stones which had seen the miracle of the parting of the Yarden are going to be the same stones in the Mizbeach in Har Eval and are also going to be used for the writing of the Torah. That's somehow uniting Matan Torah and Matan Eretz Yisrael to be one entity. Now the result of this is described in the upcoming Pesukim in Parak Hey, that indeed L'man dat kol amei ha'aretz does take place. If we look at the way that Chazal decided to divide it up and that in terms of the Prakram, we'll see that Parak Hey, Pasuk Aleph, actually belongs to our Parak. V'yihi kishmo kol malchei ha'emori asher be'ever ha'yarden yama v'chol malchei ha'knani asher al ha'yam את אשר הוביש השם את פני הירדן ופני ישראל עד עוברם, וימס לבבם ולא היה בעמוד רוח מפני בני ישראל. And then it's Parsha Stumah, that's the end of the Parsha. which means, according to Chazal, it continues into the next pack. The first pasuk of the next pack is, in fact, the after effect of Kriyat Yamsuf is, as predicted, Leman Dat Kolamei Aretz. Indeed, in Perek Hei Pasuk Aleph, we see that there is Dat Amei Haaretz, Kol Malchei Emori, Kol Malchei Knani, V'yimas Levavam. It's a big deal, as far as they're concerned. And in terms of that, the way that belongs to us, although Perek Hei Pasuk Aleph is its own parsha, because theoretically one can read it as belonging to our the ending of our parsha, the end of Kriyas Yamsuf, the conclusion that those kings, or as an introduction to the next parsha, which is the parsha of Bris Milah, which we're going to see later.